60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we do that, everybody get out your USB-shaped candles and your Stormtrooper mouse pads because it's National Computer Security Day. Very exciting holiday.
Yeah, exciting holiday that we fail at a lot.
It's a full day dedicated to keeping your online data safe and secure. And it's interesting that this holiday falls after Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. You'd think they'd do it before Cyber Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Before you go spewing your credit card information out all over the internet. I'm not the holiday king. I don't make the rules. So today is National Computer Security Day.
And are you supposed to do anything special to, like, celebrate? Like, change all your passwords.
Update your virus security.
Ooh, that sounds
software.
Fun. A password-changing party. Yeah. Maybe we should have that later. Do have three simple tips and tricks to keep your online information secure. Tip number one, never turn your computer on. If your computer isn't on, cyber hackers can't attack you.
That's how they get you.
Yep.
There you go.
They get you by being online, so don't go online.
Ooh.
If you can't do that, tip number two, replace your computer with a new one once a week.
Oh, smart.
Because you keep updating all the virus stuff.
No one has that much money. Are you kidding me?
It's expensive. But you can do it. You might not have a home anymore after a little while, but you can try.
The price of privacy is steep.
And tip number one, keep your machine safe on National Security Day and never Google my name.
Your name?
There's really bad stuff that will happen to your computer if you do that.
I feel like this is reverse psychology. No. Like, you want
Google my name. And then install whatever software it asks you to install.
No, don't.
Just do it. Trust me, it'll be awesome. Okay, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it right,
they get it wrong.
Yeah, they get it right, Jeff gets shocked. If they get it wrong, then we get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
It says Laser King Jubal.
Oh,
wow.
But I like how it says Laser King and then in parentheses Jubal, just in case I didn't know who
we
were
talking
about it.
Well, you never know.
You know? Like, oh, that guy Phil from down the hall, I think that's who it is.
He thinks he's the Laser King, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
idiot.
Phil.
All right, I've got the shock collar while I'm putting that on. Jeff, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
According to NASA, there are officially 8 planets in our solar system, but did you know each planet has its own special nickname that describes a little bit about it? And your mission in today's shock caller question of the day is to match the following 5 nicknames with their correct planets. There's the red planet, the morning star, the blue planet, the big blue planet, and the icy giant.
Okay.
Name them correctly.
Red planet's Mars.
Yep.
Yeah, that one.
And then what's the next one?
Yeah. Oh, you got the list. Oh, cool. Jeff handed the list of the nicknames.
Okay. All right, let me look.
Oh, the morning star has to be Venus.
Why?
Because it's very visible in the sky.
Oh, okay.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I would highly go Venus.
The blue planet.
Uranus.
Sorry.
Could be. Depends what you've been doing.
Oh, man.
The blue planet. Jupiter, I think, is the blue planet.
No, that'd be the big blue planet.
Jupiter's
huge.
The
big one, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Jupiter's giant.
Or is that the icy giant? Which ones? So Jupiter and Saturn. One of them's red and one of them's not.
Saturn has the rings and it's red, I believe. And Jupiter's the larger one. The icy giant can't be Mercury because I think Mercury's the hottest planet.
Yeah, it's close.
So it can't be Mercury. Maybe it's...
And it's not that big. No.
Maybe the scientists named it ironically, though.
Yeah.
You can't count it out.
Oh, that's
those ironic scientists.
That planet's actually really hot, but what if we call it the icy planet, you guys? I think the big blue planet is Jupiter. I'm a pen. I'm going to write this down next to it so I can.
This is like homework.
So
taking notes, man. We ever take notes during.
The red planet, Mars.
The morning star is Venus.
Jupiter is the big one, I think.
The big blue planet you think is Jupiter, and then...
Brooke, is Venus blue? You're a girl. You're from there. You should know.
No, Venus is the morning star. I'm telling you.
Oh, no, but the big, but the blue planet.
I think it's Uranus. I'm not kidding. I really do. I'm not saying Uranus is a joke.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
And then I think the icy giant is Saturn.
Read the question one more time.
According to NASA, there are 8 planets in the solar system, and each one has its own special nickname to describe it. Your mission is to match the following 5 nicknames to the correct planets: the red planet, the morning star, the blue planet, the big blue planet, and the icy giant.
Oh, the icy giant has to be the biggest one, so that's got to be Jupiter, because that's the biggest planet of all of them, I think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it is pretty icy too.
They call it giant, like.
I'm gonna go with Jupiter.
What's the other one? Okay, what's out by Uranus?
Sorry, I still think it's so
I'm trying to think of them all.
Okay,
now.
So you go Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Saturn
or Jupiter.
Uranus.
Okay.
And is Pluto still considered?
Your order
one?
Is wrong, just so you know.
Oh, well, I'm trying to name them all.
Yeah,
there's only 8 of them.
Is Pluto still considered one on your?
No.
Okay, here
What's
we go. I'm gonna give you mine.
You got the answer?
Yeah. Because I forgot even considering Earth is a planet. We're a planet.
We're one of them.
Yes. I'm gonna go over my answers here.
Oh my gosh,
Jubal okay.
Got it.
Red planet. I didn't get it. Red planet. Mars, the morning star, Venus, the blue planet, Earth,
smart.
Big blue planet, Saturn, and the icy giant, Jupiter.
Each planet in the solar system has a nickname that describes a little bit about its personality. The morning star refers to the planet you can see glowing brightly in the sky during the early hours of the day. So, because it looks like a star, that would be Venus.
Okay.
The blue planet.
Wait, you skipped the red planet.
The red planet is Mars.
We all knew.
Duh. The blue planet refers to Earth because the oceans make it look blue.
Okay, yeah, got that
the
one.
3 for 3.
Big blue planet refers to Neptune. Because it's also blue.
Forgot about Neptune.
And it's 17 times larger than the Earth, and the icy giant refers to the 3rd largest and the number 1 coldest planet in the solar system. That would, of course, be Uranus.
Oh, man.
I completely forgot about Neptune. I was like, the whole time I was like, I feel like there's one.
Yeah.
We're not mentioning. Okay.
Well, I
got it wrong, and I got the lyrics to Kokomo by the Beach Boys, so
I'll
sing that before I get shocked. Here we go. Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Ow! I was going to get into the cool, like, harmony part in just a minute, but whatever. Moving 92.5 is...